Blog Talk Radio.
From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, it's 3 o'clock. Welcome to American Vernacular. My name is Sandra Booker, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes as we discuss the political, economic, social, and cultural issues facing our nation from an urban and secular perspective. Welcome to another installment of Political Hodgepodge.
Amazing.
This is America's favorite angry black woman, Sandra, coming to you live from beautiful Southern California. It is Monday, 3 o'clock, and that means it is time to get down on the get down. So, for those of you who want to join the conversation, this telephone number is 619-768-2924. That's 619-768-2924. And you are listening to American Vernacular only on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
Why don't you let it be? Still water runs deep. Yes, there.
run deep. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Brothers and sisters, my fellow Americans, welcome to the program. You are listening to American Vernacular, and it is my pleasure to be here with you Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time. My name is Sandra Booker, your favorite musician turned journalist, or affectionately known as America's favorite angry black woman, because I think somebody needs to be. And this program is created for you, the listener. I hope that you'll become a follower of this program here on Blog Talk Radio, and we are a featured program on this network. And becoming a follower, I hope you find that what you hear here is the opportunity to get information, perspective, analysis, opinion that is not influenced by corporate money or commercial advertising. That's not what we do here. The reason that I call this program American Vernacular is because we all as Americans have something to say. Every person has something to say. Unfortunately, within our mainstream media, so much is done to make the average person, whom by the mere fact that you exist makes you extraordinary, but we'll go with the average person, has been told your vote doesn't count, you don't count, drudge to society, if you needed any type of assistance, somehow you failed as a human being, and that idea is constantly being reinforced. This program is not here to do that. That's not what we do. I'm also not here to sell you the future, the love of your life, you know, the hair you were supposed to have at birth, the perfect tan. I don't sell any of that here. The formal definition of this program is a 60-minute public affairs program that discusses the political, economic, social, and cultural issues facing our nation from an urban and secular perspective. Every Monday on this program, I feature something that's called Political Hodgepodge, and I try to tackle the hot-button topics of the day. Every Friday, we present American Vernacular, the weekly recap, to highlight the important news stories of the week. But ladies and gentlemen, yeah, you, that extraordinary person who took the time to tune into little old me today, the reason that I have chosen to be here is because I truly think you are an extraordinary creature. With the ability to do extraordinary things because you choose to. And I would like to see more people do those extraordinary things because they know they can. And not because they're financed to do it. Now look, we've been talking about the midterm elections, the 2014 elections, the beatdown that the Democrats took this last week. I discussed it yesterday on my rant at Brass Knuckle Progressives Radio with Scott Henderson. And if you've not checked out that show, please check it out. It's also available on this network. And the reason that I encourage you to do that is because we're trying to create independent news media. We are trying to create outlets that are not controlled by the Koch brothers, that are not owned by Roger Ailes and Fox News, that's not owned by the people at CNN, where you, the listener, the follower of this program and programs like this, where we're in our grassroots stages to build something and create a network where you are no longer low and beholden to mainstream corporate-owned commercial influence. It's no longer a free press. That is why Citizens United was able to buy this last election. If you do not think this last election's purchase, you're sadly mistaken. You're not paying attention. And it's time for all of us to say, well, we've got to step up. We've got to snap out of it. We can't afford for anybody to be asleep at the switch anymore because serious stuff is happening. Yesterday in Sutter's Rant, which is a rant that I do every week at Brass Knuckle Progressives Radio, I talked about why the Democratic Party got butchered, slaughtered, pummeled, in the words of T-Pain, chopped and screwed, and what it potentially means over the next 2 years and leading into the 2016 election. The Democratic Party spent so much time focused on 2016 as if Hillary Clinton has already been nominated that the Democratic Party leadership, specifically Debbie Wasserman Schultz, dropped the ball. One of my fine colleagues and contemporaries on Brass Knuckle Progressives Radio, in his remarks, cited that, you know, maybe it's because black people are comfortable with Jim Crow, that Latinos are okay with the way immigrants are treated, that marriage equality isn't very important to gays anymore. And I realize he said it facetiously, but there was some belief to those remarks. You would be hard-pressed, I think, to find any black person, Negro, colored, African-American, Indian, who would say, yeah, I want Jim Crow to be part and parcel of my life. I want it every day. I want to live under those conditions, and I'm going to be happy about it. And though I appreciate his humor greatly, and he is extraordinarily funny, the idea that any person could think another fellow citizen could want to live under those conditions, considering those conditions existed in the United States of America at all, speaks to the tone deafness that led to the stunning defeat of the Democrats this last Tuesday. That may be painful to hear, but it's true. Want to point their finger at Barack Obama and say it's because people didn't believe in his policies and he didn't engage the troops and he couldn't get people to go out there and support it. Really? You can't keep putting this on Barack Obama. Let me tell you why. Barack Obama got elected to the presidency twice. He asked the people to show up at the polls on his behalf. We did it. And he has attempted to keep his word on everything that he promised us. So with all due respect to the Democratic Party and those who support the Democratic Party and believe in the principles and the ideals of the Democratic Party, I have to stop you and say this time, the only responsible party for your loss is yourself. Cannot keep asking your non-white constituents to show up just to vote and then go away. You've done it time and time again, Democratic Party. And you can't keep doing it. Then again, perhaps you can keep doing it, but you'll get the results that you got last Tuesday. I think it's going to be a really hard sell for the American people to embrace Hillary Clinton as the presumptive nominee of the Democratic Party. And I think by the time the elections roll around, there's going to be a third party in this country, a really viable third party. I think the progressives of this nation feel betrayed, and I think they should. They have every right to feel that they have been betrayed by the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party overall betrayed the ideals, the beliefs, the principles of the progressive part of their party. If Barack Obama, as President of the United States, were treated by the Democrats with 1/16th of the respect that is afforded Clarence Thomas as a United States Supreme Justice, the Democratic Party would not be sitting here this night scratching her head wondering how did they whip defeat from the hands of victory. You cannot blame the black people who didn't show up to vote. Not justifiably so. Not justifiably so. You cannot blame the Latinos, because somehow those are the only people who are foreigners in this country. Everybody else qualifies to be an immigrant. But you can't say to them, well, you didn't show up. Those of you who are eligible to vote, you didn't show up, so meh, I wasn't there, and it's all your fault. It's not the Democratic Party. It's not. The Democratic Party failed to stand up when members of our nation brought guns to Capitol Hill in defiance of this president and his election. The Democrats failed the people of this nation when progressives who are seeking peace in the Middle East stood up without question and in absolute solidarity to defend the state of Israel and say that she has a right to defend herself. Sending millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars in defense of that cause. I'll say nothing to defend this president and his record, which really and truly speaks for itself. That the party which found victory in 2008, blew it in 2012, found that same victory again in 2010, reclaimed it somewhat in 2012 and lost it again in 2014. Folks, let's be honest. The Democrats, it seems, are not on the side of the American people. I don't see any reason why those particular demographics that I've mentioned should do anything for the Democrats. What have they done for us? Look how many times Democrats, liberals, and Congress sided with the Republicans. What was the point of electing more Democrats who are only going to vote with the Republicans and against this president? So then we suggest that the voting public is ignorant, lazy. No. I don't think that's what happened. I think the Democrats, the Democratic people, the people who believed in the Democratic principles have always showed up to the polls in the past because they didn't have a president in the White House as smart as Barack Obama. It was insurance, folks. But I think the people recognized this time, the progressive specifically, recognized that this time, we actually do have someone in the White House who is smart enough and sharp enough to handle this without us sending a bunch of people with daggers in their hands to stab him in their back while calling themselves good Democrats. You don't believe in his policies, then what do you believe in? You don't stand for what he stands for, then what do you stand for? You don't stand with him on immigration reform, bank reform, gun control, then who do you stand with? The Democratic Party exposed herself, no pun intended, that she is feeling as the result of her own inability to properly plan for that day when she'd need more than a wet T-shirt to get the attention of the voting American people. I believe in President Obama. I believe in social justice. I believe in Obamacare. I believe in repealing Don't Ask, Don't Tell. I believe in bipartisanship. I believe it is time for immigration reform. I believe in marriage equality. I believe it is time to denounce and strike down religious extremism. I do not believe any human being is a minority. I reject voter suppression. And it is time to take measures to destroy the Southern strategy. For those who keep talking about the great victory, the stunning defeat of Barack Obama, the triumph of the Republican Party, the Tea Party agenda, let us not forget gerrymandering, Citizens United, the United States Supreme Court, and billions and billions of dollars, not millions, but billions, that money's out there, still sitting in reserve for these people to do battle against the American people, the will of the American people, against the future of the American people. In 2014, something remarkable happened to the Democratic Party. There was actually a purge from the Democratic Party by the progressives. They sat out. No big protests, no big threats. When Nate Silver warned the Democratic Party, warned I can hardly say her name, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, that they could lose the Senate. You would think that that would have become the kumbaya moment. Look at all we've gained, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to come together. It is time to lock arms. It is time to stand for one thing and stand up for that no matter what. I've tried to consider all the reasons that Barack Obama would be such a pariah to the Democratic Party. I've tried to make sense of what it is that he has done that is so offensive to the American people. I've tried to wrap my head around why I find him so foreign when we are the same nation that still refers to Bill Clinton, affectionately so, as the big boss. It is stunning to think that the opposition president has suffered, not just by the Republican Party, but by the American people, while still standing up for what is right, what is just, what is equal, what is fair, what is American in its principles. So I find it impossible not to speak up for this president based on the facts, not based on my appreciation of him, my respect for him, my respect for his marriage, his wife, the type of life he has led in the United States now that we have Obamacare. A lot of people have been helped by it. To see a Congress that would sit and say it is our first goal to undo it is outrageous. Shocking. Standing with this president as he takes action on immigration. It won't be easy. They've already decided that wrong. But if we are a nation of immigrants, we are a nation of so-called immigrants, then clearly, we've placed the commodity on what kind of immigrant is acceptable and what is not. It will be an interesting 2 years, but here's the beauty of it. The next 2 years, the Republicans have no reason not to get something done, and we demand something gets done. We progressives are going to demand that they get to work. In the same way we stayed home to keep the Democrats from going to Capitol Hill and working against this president, let's take this position. We will turn out in mass if the Republican Party fails to do its duty, and that is the work of all the people of the United States of America, not simply the 1%. There's a lot of work to be done. We owe the liberals nothing. I hope somebody has the courage to stand up and say that. We owe the Democrats nothing. Nothing. Time for a new point of view in this country. It's time for a new political party. And I don't believe it has to be something that's started by the rich and the privileged. It is something we the people must want to do. And I think the first thing all of those of us who do not fit the description of the preferred liberal Democrat, our energy and our resources and our time and our energy into creating a new political party where we nominate and elect progressive candidates. When we talk about the winners of the midterms, let's talk about the losers. Hillary Clinton was the big loser of the night. You know why? The liberals lost. That's her crowd. The progressives won overwhelmingly. That was Barack Obama's crowd. Progressives across country prevailed. In five states where the minimum wage was on the ballot, it won 5 out of 5 states. That was a Barack Obama policy. That was on his agenda. It cleared the hurdle, folks. They talked us into abandoning this president, abandoning his record. They talked us into believing that he's so unpopular, he can't get the job done. And yet, look at the job that's being done. And still nothing. And still nothing. And still nothing. And still nothing. Barack Obama has been an extraordinary president. Extraordinary. We're going to find out just what a great president he's been. I'm hoping it will not be too late. I'm hoping. Because I still have hope. Not in the Democrats, not in the Republicans, but I still have hope in President Barack Hussein Obama that we really will be able to get over all of this terribly, terribly, terribly troubled water. The time to be angry is over. There's no more time to be mad. There's time to get to work. And we are all going to have to get to work if the next 2 years is not going to turn into more bedlam for the American people. I have no confidence in the Republican Party. Mitch McConnell, no confidence. His Hamlet of Fools, no confidence. But right now, fortunately, President Obama has a vice president who has been loyal to him every single step of the way. And for all of those of you standing out there screaming and hollering and chanting for Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Hillary Clinton, oh, no, 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 no. For those of you who say Joseph Biden can't get the votes, I disagree. I think the Progressive Party has the best candidate ever to fill the shoes of Barack Obama, and we should seriously consider doing that. Very much so. It's going to be an interesting 2 years. Don't sit on the sidelines, folks. Get involved. Be a part of it. Get in the thick of it. Get your hands dirty. Get your feet dirty. Because that's what time it is if we are going to take our nation forward. Nothing is over. Okay, so they're in possession of the ball, right? It's only the third quarter, folks. We're going into the fourth quarter. And we still got a little bit of overtime. Let's see how we handle this. I'm still hopeful.
remember when we first met, we were only friends. Throw a kiss or try to taste her tenderness. Will these be the factors that will make our life a trip? But just in case things don't settle well with her, I'll say that I'm sorry and keep hoping for the best. How to go? Is she mine? I want to know. So don't think no.
Mine that I
how to go?
Is
she mine? I want to know.
Cause it's head on collision.
Thank you.
You are listening to American Vernacular only on the Blog Talk Radio Network, and you were just listening to the great Minnie Riperton performing Memory Lane. The time now is 3:40 in the evening. I want to remind you to please join me this Sunday morning as I you can find me every Sunday morning for Saunders Rant on Brass Knuckle Progressives Radio. That's 9 a.m. Central Time, and it's right here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. For more information on this program, be sure to visit us at www.AmericanVernacular.org. That's www.AmericanVernacular.org. And I've been talking about the midterm elections, the 2014 midterm elections, what a disaster it was for the Democratic Party, for the Liberal Democratic Party, and what a boon it was for the progressives, because the progressives won, progressive ideas won. That tells me that the future of the Progressive Party is solid. Not so certain about what's going to happen with the Democratic Party, but you should consider that if you have the first duly elected half-black president, uninviting him to campaign with you is probably not a great idea. Considering you're inviting, you're uninviting all of the people that feel he represents them too. And that's just never smart in politics. The Democrats had the opportunity to be the big tent party, and why they chose not to do that is simply, it's simply beyond me. But, you know, you make that call and you got to live with it. But I think the Democrats have to live with that. And they can't put that on the shoulders of Barack Obama. That really needs to fall on the shoulders of Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the Democratic leadership for making that decision. You don't let the media, when the media is controlled by just a few corporations, I think six, tell you who is popular. You don't allow the media to dictate the terms. You stand up to that media and you say, no, our president is popular and we want him here. And this is going to be our last hurrah, folks, but we are united to take our progressive cause forward. And you didn't do that. So when you make the decision not to do that, not to stand with the president and say, well, I don't really stand with him, then you're telling the other side, I stand for you. And why should the Democrats vote for that when we've done it time and time again? Everybody's going to have a different slant on this, but I think this time the American people really did make the right call. They sent the people who will stand with the president back to Washington to stand with him. And they passed on those Democrats that they knew were simply going to fall in line with the Republicans. Why settle for something that's not the real thing? You know what I mean? Mitch McConnell has literally made fun. The Republicans have made fun, have mocked the Democrats. I think rightfully so. Why? Because they said you kept your best messenger home. That's what you did. You kept your best guy home. You did that. And they did do that. And so now they're crying and upset, and I can't believe this, and we've been cheated, and we could have had the opportunity, but you had that opportunity 4 years ago, 6 years ago, and you blew it. And the Republicans came back, and they literally beat the Democrats at their own game. When we should have been community organizing, like the guy that was elected twice and who showed us how to do it and the importance of reaching across and coming together and finding common ground. When you didn't follow that playbook, when you went back to the old Democratic ways, and I mean the really old ones like Strom Thurmond, you made the call. You made the call that said we would rather be a divided party instead of United States, and you got to deal with that, folks. And that's where it's at. Even my dog in the background is saying, I agree, Mama. Woo! Yeah. We've got the opportunity, progressives, to do something great these next 2 years, to make the Republicans do the right thing, to hold their feet to the fire, to say, we, the progressives, are going to hold you accountable. Maybe the way they've been infiltrating the Democratic Party, it's time for some of us to infiltrate that Republican Party. I certainly don't have the stomach to do it, nor do I like their choice of music. But if not, we are still the people of the United States. We are still the American citizenry of the United States, and that means we still absolutely have the right of the United States Constitution to stand up to those elected officials, and when they are not doing the will of the people, to have them removed by vote. Now, let me say this, people. I've already congratulated the Republicans on an election well stolen. And again, if you don't think this election was stolen, you're fooling yourself. Let me tell you why. Gerrymandering, Citizen United, all of those things made it possible. Voter suppression made it possible. The threat of being arrested, going to vote in the United States of America made that possible. And you know what the Democrats didn't do? They did not stand up and push back against this for the 2 years they saw it on the table. You can't keep asking the American people to roll over. For those of us who believe in what the president stands for and what he has stood for, if you believe these next 2 years can turn out to be an extraordinary opportunity for the American people, and if you are willing to hold the Republican Party to task when they say none of this is about race, ladies and gentlemen, I assure you, we have the opportunity to do some great things so that the presidency and the legacy of this president is not marred. We owe him that. Let me say this. I would love to see Joseph Biden run for president because no one is entitled to the presidency of the United States. It is not a monarchy. That's not what we do around here. We need to stop allowing that. And until someone has actually declared that they are running, they should not be the presumptive nominee. Had we done that 6 years ago, we'd be a very different America and not one any of us could nor should be proud of. We've got choices to make, people, but let us make them. Let us be wise this time, not reactionary. And if we sat on our hands because we felt broken and beaten down, let us look for candidates that won't make us feel that way. Let us look for candidates, get behind those candidates, support those candidates that understand we are not a blue America. We are not a red America. We are the United States of America. We can be that if we are willing to get behind, and I mean really work, for candidates who believe that, who are willing to stand up, spend the political capital necessary to make that a reality in the United States of America, the return. I felt sick to my stomach. And then I started reading the exit poll information. Do you think blacks want too much equality too fast? The idea that that could even be a question on an exit poll at an election in the 21st century in the United States of America is enough to make you sick. But in South Carolina, an exit poll actually asked if blacks are getting too demanding in their push for equal rights. Still sell the idea that if black people would just work harder than slaves and somehow figure out how to live in a world that's not stacked against them like slaves, even though black people are supposedly no longer slaves, that they'd be all right. Well, I'm looking forward to the day when the United States of America gives $123 billion in reparation to the American Negro for slavery, the same way she has given $123 billion to Israel in the name of defending her. Sound familiar? There's work to be done, brothers and sisters, if we ever want to get to a place in the United States of America where natural-born citizens are no longer minorities. And not under the United States Constitution, but under the racism that we still allow. For those of you who keep talking about getting rumblings about Nancy Pelosi, the Democrats don't want it. Yeah, remember they just pulled that on you with Barack Obama? Remember that. Take a moment to remember
what they've done to align themselves in the way this Republican minutes so that they can make Mitt Romney the president of the United States in 2016. Pay attention, people. These people have a plan. What is that of the progressives? Because the Democrats clearly have none. And do you really want a tax dodger calling himself the commander-in-chief? I think I understand why so many people didn't go out and vote. They were invited by their own party not to show up. The party needs to deal with that. But folks, let me tell you something. Now is not the time not to show up. Now is not the time to throw in the towel. This is the time that we need to be organizing and showing up at town hall meetings. This is the time that we need to be organizing rallies in our own communities to show our support for the President of the United States and his policies. This is the time to be telling everyone out there that come 2016, we are going to remember in November the way I advised all of you to do this time. And maybe you did. Maybe you remembered all the time that the Democrats came and said, oh, we're on your side, and just vote for us, and we'll figure it out when we get on the other side of this thing. Maybe you did remember. Maybe you remembered what it felt like when they promised that 40 acres and a mule and didn't come through. Maybe you remember what it felt like when they said we're going to do everything we can to fix the city of New Orleans and they did nothing. Maybe you really did remember what it felt like to see men show up with weapons and train them on children and women who were seeking to come to America and live the American dream as immigrants. Maybe you remembered Matthew Shepard and all the other men and women of same-sex orientation who have been killed, butchered, bullied in this country. Maybe you really did take the time to say, what am I voting for and why am I voting for it? So I'm not going to assume that the American people are lazy, shiftless, good for nothing, uninvolved, detached. I'm not going to make that claim about the American people. Maybe the American people, the Democratic people, finally for once in their lives said enough is enough and you cannot use us anymore for your political gain. And if you did that, American people, if you did that, progressive people, if you did that, urban people, good for you. I'm not going to let them say that we're all just lazy. And some of us did show up and vote. And what will that get us? Because I don't see anybody coming around with the promise box, handing out awards for those of us who actually did show up and vote. They want us to feel afraid. If the NSA had so much power, believe me, I probably wouldn't be sitting here right now. You know what I'm saying? But they only have that power if we give that power to them. Stop empowering your oppressors. And you did that this time, America. Good for you. You did that this time. You told the Democratic Party, no, you cannot use us. No, you cannot call us up 2 weeks before the election and expect us to show up. No, you got warned that the Senate was in jeopardy and you did nothing about it. No, we're not going to be your puppets for you anymore. No, no, no. Hail to the hell, to the hell, to the no. That's what the Democratic Party got told. That's what she should have gotten told. She needed to hear it, and she still isn't listening. So that means we, the people, have to become a real citizens united to push back against what is coming and to be ready at a trigger, Obama. I'm ready. I'm fired up. Let's do this thing. Please join us here every day, Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. as we talk about what's going on. And hey, I invite you always to be a part of the conversation. Share this program with your friends if you find any value to it. It's corporate free. It's commercial free. American Vernacular is urban radio for urban people, progressive radio for progressive people. It is radio for we, the people. My name is Sandra Booker. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, Thank you so very much for joining me here on this program. Join us every week, as I said, and we are going to be bringing back a music program on this show, which I'm really excited about. Oh, I want to say the name so bad, but I can't. I actually caught myself, but it's going to be coming back in December, and it's going to be featuring what I consider the great urban American music, great urban American songbook, a hodgepodge of a lot of really, really cool stuff. And hey, I'm going to be having artists come into my studio, do some performing. It's going to be really, really great. So I'm really excited. Check out the website, www.sandrabooker.com, for that information. And you can also visit www.americanvernacular.org to get information on that as well. You have been listening to American Vernacular Political Hodgepodge as we talk about the aftermath of the midterms of 2014. And folks, it's over, but let's get ready for 2016 and let's take our nation forward. As my great president has said, and I stand with him on this, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Si se puede, yes, we can. Come on, folks, let's let the good times roll.
Les élèves ont enroulé, les élèves ont enroulé, we gon' let the good times roll. We gon' dance and sing and shout, we gon' dance and sing and shout, we gon' let it all hang out. Les élèves ont enroulé, we gon' eat gumbo, yeah, yeah. And crawfish pie, and we gon' drink old Dixie dry. We gon' let the good times roll. Big chief of Black Horse is your day. Big chief of